Bobby Bones Show.
Here's some songs that maybe you didn't know were covers. Ready? Number one. You know the song Superstition by Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Very superstition.
Do you know it was a cover?
Really? Yeah. No. By who sang it first?
Jeff Beck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ratchets on the wall.
How about Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
No.
It's a cover. Huh. By a guy named Robert Hazard. I think I've heard this, but it's
I feel like I knew this.
But I wouldn't have known the name. It's weird when a dude sings it.
Yeah.
How about Elvis, Blue Suede Shoes?
Well, it's one for the money.
I know this one.
Oh. Didn't you, like, take a lot of music with people?
And style. Yeah, both. Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show.
The pregnant pause in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
Don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
That's good. How about Respect from Aretha Franklin? You know that's cover?
I do. Is it by another guy?
Otis Redding.
What?
Yeah, it's really good, too.
Oh, I'm asking. Respect when I go home.
Are you familiar with the song? Red and red wine make me feel so fine to keep me rocking all of the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that a cover?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Neil Diamond did it.
What? Yeah.
First?
I didn't know that.
Red wine.
That was like a mind blown of mine a while back.
It's up to you.
That's crazy.
Okay, yeah, no.
This one you may know. Sinead O'Connor did Nothing Compares to You.
She copied it.
Yeah. Prince wrote it, and Prince recorded it.
Okay, yes.
This is great, too.
Yeah. No. Nothing compares to you.
One more inside of our music lesson.
What?
Joan Jett. This is a cover. Originally by The Arrows.
That's a cool version.
That is cool.
Sounds like a cover band on a bar.
Yeah. So did those people, since these songs are super famous, they make a lot of money off of YouTube?
If you wrote it, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go, a little Monday morning music lesson.
I love it.
I got up and her name.
We're in Tootsies, baby! That's what it feels like.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
It's Monday morning here. A little Monday morning confessions. Here's Samantha in Wisconsin. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Good morning. Thank you for calling. So you tell me, what would you like to confess to feel better about this morning?
So my husband and I have a joint account, but anytime I'm shopping by myself at Walgreens, Walmart, something like that, I'll withdraw an extra 10, 20 bucks and kind of swirl it away so I can get my nails done.
Okay, now how do we feel about this? Because she is withdrawing a little extra, doing a little squirreling under the guise that her husband does not know. How do we feel, Amy?
Does she work?
Do you work?
Oh, yeah. I actually make more money. But I'm the thrift queen, and we have, like, we're young. I'm not even 30, and we have, like, four different IRAs, Roth IRAs. Like, we're really, really smart about our money. So then, like, when I want something nice, I feel bad doing it because I know it's going towards our future. But, like, this is an every 2-week deal. So either he's on to me and he's just ignoring it, or I'm actually, like, the smartest person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it is clever.
But let me say this. It's not about how much money you have or don't have. It's about the dishonesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
You are cleansed! Whoa!
Wait, yeah, get those nails did.
Yeah, girl. Go do you.
But yeah. I mean, is he really going to care? Like, if he found out you were doing your nails, nails getting done off the table?
It's obvious. Like, it's a different color, and it's the gel, like the magic.
It's not obvious. I'm telling you, for dudes,
yeah, we don't know.
They don't notice
she's
that.
She's doing her nails, not her neighbor. It's all good.
You know what I mean? Did you just come up with that? That's fantastic.
I'm just saying. She's cleansed. You are cleansed. Samantha, thank you for the call. You don't
worry. Thank you.
Hey, don't get crazy. Don't get your toes done as well. Just stay with the nails.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no. Now we're going dirty.
Petty Manny?
Oh, come on.
And they're both the gel. So, hey, guys, thank you so much.
All right.
I need to work every morning, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Samantha. You are cleansed.
Way more expensive.
Yeah, but by the way, that Bridget. You. Thank you. Let's go over to Melissa in Pittsburgh. Melissa.
Yes.
You are on Confess.
So my husband takes very good care of our lawn.
And about a week ago, I was backing out of the driveway and I went too far and I destroyed all the new landscaping he did. And I blamed it on my mother-in-law. So now he thinks his mother drove her van up over the lawn and destroyed our landscaping, but it was actually me.
That's a double because one, you did lie. Yeah. But two, you lied about his mom.
Yeah, is he not going to say something to his mom?
Is he not going to say something to her about it?
I hope he doesn't because I actually really like her. It just came out. It wasn't, I didn't even think. I just said she did it because she's a really bad driver, so he believed it.
You know, in a lot of court cases, you can go, it just came out, and they clear it. They go, oh, you blurred it.
Oh, I know. And then even if he does say something to her and his mom denies it, then he comes back to you, and then you're just like, I think she's forgetting things.
Yeah, she's getting old, honey. Yeah. We need to sit down and have a talk about
this.
We
need to commit her.
Okay, Melissa, you are honest to me, and in the end, that's all that matters. You're cleansed! Thank you.
I feel much better.
All right, you should, and you just let that live inside of you. Don't worry about it. Oh, man. Appreciate you.
I love blaming the mother-in-law. That's great.
One more. Evan, North Carolina.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Good, buddy. What you got?
So we've got this really old dog, and he got real sick this one morning. I took him into the vet. My wife was at work, and they told me it was going to be like $3,000 to get him all fixed up and everything with his eye. And my wife was not on board. She's like, you know, he's old. Put him down. And I said, you know, well, no, it's only going to be, you know, $200. I work with them. And I ended up having to cash out some stock options and everything and pay the $3,000.
I'm totally on board with this one. That's his dog, man.
Of course you are.
I'm totally on board with this one. You were cleansed. As a matter of fact, you go have a special ice cream today because you did the right thing. You deserve a treat. Not just to be even again. He deserves a treat.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
That's a big difference. But yeah, I mean, it's your dog.
It's your dog.
I get it. I would make my husband put a limit on our dog, too. And sometimes the bill would be, you know, I'd pat it or whatever you do. Change it.
Well, my friend, Evan in North Carolina, you are cleansed. Thank you for calling the show. Appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, Monday morning. Still taking these confessions. We love it when you call us here. Let's go over to Kelsey in Houston. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. Monday morning confession. What would you like to get off your chest?
So I use the Find My iPhone app to track my husband on his way home from work.
Oh, to see where he really is.
Yeah, he's not really good at answering his phone, and so I just basically use the app to see where he's at and when he's going to be home. Most of the time, he hasn't even left from work, and he says that he has, so it's just my way of checking in on him.
Does he know that you've turned those on? You turned that app on?
So he didn't, but I ended up telling him, and now he thinks I'm just creepy. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You had a friend, Amy. She was meeting up with her ex-boyfriend to exchange some stuff because they had broken up. And she knew his code, and she turned it on, and now she watches her ex-boyfriend all the time on his phone.
Still?
He doesn't know.
What on earth?
This is like a month ago. She still watches her ex-boyfriend on the phone.
Huh.
Everywhere he goes.
That is weird.
It's not creepy.
Yes! Oh, yeah?
I think it's just what you have to do.
But there... Yeah. What?
She still cares for him, and she wants to make sure he's not out
stop
there.
It. That stop it. If I can't have you, no one will. They care, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like...
And I think that's a good idea for husbands out there. Turn that on your wife's phone. She'll never know. You can watch her. See where she's going. She at the mall or she at work?
Thank you, Kelsey. You're cleansed. Although he already knows, kind of, but it does bring up an interesting point. And what would your husband do if he found out you were doing that to him?
Oh, he would be like, no. He would be like, you just need to tell me about it. Don't be hiding it from me. But, I mean, I wonder if he sometimes is, he's got all that stuff, like, in our cars and tracking in those little tile things. You know?
You think he tracks you all the time? Mostly just to find you. not to make sure you're doing the right thing, but
it's mainly just to keep up with all of our things.
Tina in Florida.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Monday morning confession.
Thanks. Well, I don't know if this is a confession because I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Well, I was married for about 22 years, and I found out that my husband was having an affair.
Oh.
So, of course, you know, you go through all the stuff, but I was really ticked off. So, I cleaned around the commode with his toothbrush.
Oh.
And then put it back.
Oh.
And just kind of would watch him brush his teeth.
Oh, man.
And then he was very particular about his clothing. So I would just go in the closet and pop his buttons off of his dress shirts when he would get ready for work. Button his shirt, and he would be missing a button, and he would just be aggravated. And I, that was my purpose, was just to aggravate him.
Why not leave or get divorced?
I did. Yeah? I did. I'm actually sitting at the bank right now just getting ready to cash his alimony check.
Wow.
Ooh, how much you get a month? How much you get a month? How much you get a month?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, that means a lot. That means it's a good chunk of change.
Do you enjoy cashing that alimony check?
I do. And I, yes, I do. 22 years, long time. So,
that's true.
But the toothbrush, I enjoyed watching him brush his teeth.
Yeah, we get that. You just, just sat back and watched.
Oh.
Well, you're cleansed. What the hey? You know what I mean?
What the hey?
Yeah. What the hey? You're cleansed. Monday Morning Confessions. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to Tina. Hope you have a wonderful day. We're going to end Monday Morning Confessions on that note.
Yeah.
I got to go barf.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
So you took a microphone out to the mall?
Yeah, I went to the mall because you always see guys miserable at the mall. They're sitting, you look for couches or chairs, and guess what? It's full of guys sitting there waiting on their girlfriends or wives while they look miserable. And I wanted to find out, you know, what's wrong? On a 1 to 10 scale, how miserable are you right now?
Minus 1.
Like, why don't we just say, you know what, we're not going?
This would be a minus 2 if I stayed home.
Wait, minus 1.
Like, he misunderstood, but
yeah, that would be, like, super happy.
Right.
Because 10 would be the... Okay.
He misunderstood the scale, but he said minus 1, like, I am miserable.
Are you holding a microphone in front of your face, or are you hitting mic?
I have the phone.
Oh, so you're just chilling. They don't know your mic.
Yeah, I'm a miserable dude at the mall, too.
Oh, you're bonding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Got it.
Has she at least bought you anything?
I just want to go home.
Name the things that we could be doing that we'd have so much more fun.
Anything?
I mean, they should put at least flat screens or something so we can watch some TV.
Or a bed or something.
She knows you're miserable?
Yep.
And she doesn't care?
Nope.
Does this guy think it's weird that some other dude just hopped down and is talking to him?
Asking him all these questions.
Does he think it's weird at all?
No, I'm telling you, he'd been there for like 4 hours.
All right, Lunchbox talking to miserable men.
When you're leaving, you need to tell your girl, you know what? I'm staying home. Put your foot down. You know what I mean? Like,
then you're in trouble.
Can you even take a nap in the mall? Do you fall asleep ever? Like, there's no recliners. No. Why don't they make recliners? They know it's going to be all guys sitting here.
Nope. But so, you're right. They do need recliners out here so we can take naps.
Because I'm 2 hours in. I'm ready to die. The
place is too big, too.
It's too big. It's got too many stores.
Yeah.
When she comes out, tell her, man, hey, it's been an hour. It's time to go home.
Probably not even going to be worth my time.
All right, have a good one.
I like that laugh, though. Like, he's fully invested with that laugh. Here's one more. What?
I mean, so guys are... These guys are, like, literally scared. Like, they're at the mall, and they're scared of what their women will do to them if they don't go to the mall.
It's called, what is it called?
Marriage?
Whipped?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm so, like, I would rather just, like, let my husband stay home than him be so annoyed.
I just assume this is part of marriage. I mean, it is.
We've all gone through that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely gone through it. But
you say that, but your husband was on here, what was it, last week, and he sat there and said he was sitting in the display case at a store so miserable because you made him go shopping with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's exaggerating. Listen, first of all, y'all can't hear. We were there for like 10 minutes, but in man world, that's like 2 hours. Like 10 minutes at the mall. No, we were running errands together. We shopped for him, too. That's why I'm like, it's not like I was just at the mall for myself.
All right, here's another clip of Lunchbox going up to some guy at the mall.
How long are you in for?
One more store, and I think we're heading out.
They should set up a bar right here in the middle.
You would make a ton of money if they had a little, instead of all these little perfume and lotion things.
Oh, here, you want a Bud Light? Okay.
Like airports.
Exactly. Yeah. You would have a lot happier guys in the mall.
And you get some liquor in them and they'll box up for you.
And I hope you get out of here at the one more store, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's in there, so this counts.
And when you walk out, you got to thank that man upstairs for getting you out of here quickly.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for me.
Take it easy.
What are these guys? You're doing. It's so weird.
Do you think they like, he walks up and they go, that guy's pretty cool.
Hey man, can I get your number?
What are they thinking?
Lunchbox has 3 new friends because of this segment. Can I talk about being offended for a second?
Yes.
I just think that now we're in the age where you just shouldn't be offended by anything. You should just change it. Not the channel, not our station. I'm just reading about people getting upset about things.
Yeah.
We have an unlimited world to go wherever we want. Technology, our ears, our feet, our cars, whatever. If something's offensive to you, just go away from it. Mm-hmm. It creates such a bad environment if you stay in. Instead of getting upset, just move on. Just move away. You can do that now. There's not just four channels. I'm reading about this TV show people are getting all butthurt over. And just change the channel.
Yeah.
Move on.
Don't watch it.
Just generally in life, if something is uncomfortable to you in a negative way, just take a step to the side. Don't worry about it. Like, go find something. I wrote about this in my last book. It's like, don't spend your time tearing things down. Like, spend your time actually building things up that matter to you more so than tearing things down that don't. Because who cares? You don't care anyway. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get upset at me specifically. But you don't have to. Don't waste the energy. This isn't even about me. It's just the general theme of getting offended. Why people would waste their time and emotion on being offended anymore blows my mind. Just move on. Move to something else.
And then when you highlight it because of you're offended, it draws more attention to it.
Yes. Yeah. I've often used that to my advantage, going, oh, I know people will. If I can say that somebody's offended by me, they'll be drawn in to hear what I'm saying, which isn't offensive at all. But yes, that's all. I just, as a group, like, I feel like I speak for our people. And I'm speaking to you right now. Don't be offended by anything. Move on. Just go to somewhere else. That's all. I was listening to some songs here that all spell words, because I was talking about that Florida Georgia Line song, that S-I-M-M-P-L-E, simple. Yeah. I like that. I like when songs spell things. Simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. I was talking about it this morning. I was like, man, I like it when they... So I present to you my favorite spelling song.
Okay.
Yeah, coming in to number five on the list. Here's Fergie Fergalicious. F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious. Number five, that's right.
Ooh.
Number five on the list. Coming up is Fergie with Fergalicious. At number four, Izzo. H to the Izzo.
H to the Izzo. B to the Izzo. Which is who my Dizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo. B to the Izzo.
What's he spelling?
Izzo, Hova, H-O-V-A.
What is that? I really don't know.
His nickname, dude.
Oh, is it?
Young Ho.
Okay, all right.
Dude, what do I know? I'm just saying.
I have no clue.
Am I right on that? Anybody know? Yeah, right? Am I right? I feel like I'm right, but I'm not so sure that I'm not going to throw a lifeline out there in case I'm wrong.
All right, fair enough.
Number three coming in, Bananas. Also known as Holla Back Girl from Gwen Stefani. Yeah. I love when she spells out bananas.
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's bananas.
The first time I knew there was a bad word in that song, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we only heard the radio version.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, that spit is bananas.
Spit.
But it's
That's
not
it.
Spit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, listen.
You haven't heard
the bad word is.
I don't think
bananas.
I.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's bananas.
Oh. Yeah.
Like that crap.
Yeah.
I got it.
Number two of my favorite songs with spelling in it, Travis Tritt. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Come on.
Tell me what in the world you're doing there,
alone. Alone.
Yeah. That's a hey, good old K-I-N-G.
Good looking, yeah.
Well, I spell T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
That's a hey.
That's a jam. That's a jam. What do you think is number
one?
I thought bananas would be number one.
I did too.
So.
What's number one?
Oh.
Coming in to number one here on the most on the spelling songs, Amy.
Respect.
No.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Y-M-C-A.
Ooh.
Oh.
Y-M-C-A. Come on, guys.
Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
Oh.
What?
What?
Your number one song is.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah.
Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
She's really sick right now.
Yeah,
she's
in hospice. I saw that. Yeah. It could be. That's bad.
Yeah. But man, what a jam that has stood the test of time. I don't care if you're at a club and they're playing behind that, or a roller skating rink, or a wedding. If this comes on,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, it's a jam.
Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Sanctuary, 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 sanctuary,
just a little bit.
Oh, come on. Turn it down and you guys fall out.
Oh, I was like, did she say a bad word?
Yeah, she says
the
S word.
She said the bananas.
Yeah. There you go. Those are my favorite spelling songs.
Bobby Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
There's a new hospital program that plays recordings to babies in the NICU that their moms are recording for them. So what happens is, if you have a baby premature, you don't get to be with the baby all the time. It stays for a lot of the time in the NICU that you can't go in there. So what they've done is, inside the little cribs, the moms record reading, moms record singing songs, lullabies.
That's awesome.
And they play them for the babies in order to keep that connection more so than they would get to have anyway.
Mm-hmm. And they're used to hearing their mom's voice anyway, so it's comforting.
Music therapist Hannah Bush says hearing the mom's voice also helps comfort the babies in the difficult environment. So that's pretty cool. Progressive thinking.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Pierce, Florida. A 34-year-old man just got out of jail, walks out the front doors, and he's like, man, I don't have any money. How am I going to get home? So he walks out to the jail parking lot and just starts going through cars.
In the jail parking lot.
In the jail parking lot, one by one, checking door handles, looking inside, trying to find money. They see him on camera, go outside, cuff him and stuff him.
Wow.
The first rule for me when I get out of jail is to start robbing at least a mile away.
At least a mile away.
Yeah, you don't do it right then.
Check for cameras. Yeah.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up. Come on,
hey. Time now for another round of Amy versus Lunchbox, the trivia game, where we see who knows what. Ready, guys?
Ready.
Amy, yeah. Three questions that guys generally would know, okay?
Okay.
General guy questions. Question number one. Conventional, high mileage, synthetic are types of what?
Motor oil.
Correct.
Say marijuana.
What?
Wow.
Synthetic. Okay. I mean,
high mileage.
That, except for that part, but then motor oil came to mind.
By the way, we're playing to 10. Lunchbox is up 9-4.
Yeah.
Amy.
Yes.
Guides, butt cap, and real seat are all parts of what? Guides.
A fishing boat.
What?
Fishing. They're all part of fishing? I said boat.
No, I just... Why would you yell something like that? Do you know?
No, but I'm excited because I think it's right.
Oh, no. I thought you knew something I didn't. No.
Well, you have a fishing guide. You have a little seat you sit in. What was that last one?
A real seat?
A real seat that you reel your...
I guess it does make
your
sense. But a guide would be a human. Anyway, I'm not right.
Whatever.
You're not right.
It's
you're
all
right.
Part of it.
Lunchbox.
What was the answer? Oh.
He gets to steal it.
Give me the things again.
Guides... Butt cap and real seat are parts of what?
Butt caps are definitely part of a bicycle.
A bicycle, no. It's actually a fishing pole.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
What is a butt cap?
So close.
I was so close.
Amy.
Yeah.
There are two NFL teams tied for the most Super Bowl wins ever. Name one of them.
Patriots.
Oh, wow. Incorrect.
I was going to say, kidding. Tom Brady's got like 8 rings.
No, that's not true.
It's not true.
How many does he have? 7?
6.
Amy, we just said they only have 6. Okay.
All I heard is they're tied for the most. Whatever.
You got 2.
Okay. Nice.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Tunic. Peasant. And camisole are types of what? This is equal to that fishing pole kind.
Tunic?
One of these would give it away to me. Yeah.
Say it again.
Am I saying tunic?
Hints, please.
Sorry, I can't give you any hints. Tunic, peasant, or camisole are types of what?
Makeup.
Oh. Amy.
Shirts.
Can you be more specific?
Wait, they're all tops?
Mike.
A camisole is like a tank top. A tunic is like, what?
I need
a peasant is a button down. They can all be very different.
More specific on shirts.
Blouses? Top?
What do you think, Mike?
They're all shirts. They're all stuff you wear on your upper body.
No, no, shirts is right. It's women's shirts, but this is a women's question.
Oh, I didn't know. You could rock a camisole, Bobby.
Oh, could I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. For fun, Lunchbox, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, and The Breakfast Club are all movies starring what actress?
Oh, Molly Ringwald.
Correct.
Wow.
I've never seen those.
Before she was known for her comedy, actress Melissa McCarthy starred on this famous television series playing Sookie St. James for 7 years.
Oh, what was she in? She was super hot. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
Really?
Huh. Before
you don't know, you don't think Jenny McCarthy's hot, guys?
He didn't say Jenny.
You didn't say Jenny.
You're so dumb.
The Vaughn chick?
No.
Am I missing something?
Bobby, read the question.
Before she was known. A comedy.
Bobby, you're crying. Bones, you're crying.
Actress. Well. Okay.
Go ahead, let's
Before she was known for a comedy, actress Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Starred.
Oh.
Starred for 7 years.
Wow.
It's just funny he doesn't know. He's completely clueless.
Okay.
I'm sorry for laughing so hard. The guy just is clueless.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. What show?
It was on CBS. It came after 2.5 Men. She was Mike and Molly.
No, that's way later. 7 years she was in. You know what, Amy?
90210.
Morgan number 2?
Gilmore Girls.
There you go.
Really?
Oh, she was at the diner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot a monkey.
There you have. Hey, there's Amy who wins.
Yes, I'm on fire.
9-5 now.
9-5.
Was she ever blonde, though?
No, that's Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny McCarthy was definitely blonde.
That's Jenny, yes. Lunchbox confused Melissa McCarthy and Jenny. I think they're related, too, actually.
Are they? Really?
Mike, are they related? Mike D?
They are.
Mind blown, if that's true.
Google that. Amy, nice win.
Thank you.
Waiting for my fact checker to see if I.
Oh, yeah.
What?
My cousins.
Yeah, right? So it made sense you confused them.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, what'd you see at church?
So we were grabbing our kids from Kids Church, which is also right next to the nursery, where there's all kinds of ages and new little babies. And I guess we had a brand new dad picking up his baby. I mean, I don't know how old it was, but definitely a baby, kind of can't really hold its head up that well. And he kind of just had it over his shoulder and was rounding the doorway to get out of the thing. And the baby's head just went whack right into the door. I mean, it was so loud, all loud that like all heads turned. There was even some,
and
his face was just, he was mortified. And yeah, we all just kind of were like, okay, good luck with that.
Oh, no.
You know, it wasn't anything that he did wrong. It just was unfortunate.
Probably new to having a baby that was that long.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so here's my baby story that I saw. I was a checker at Hobby Lobby. I was working in the front. Mm-hmm. And this guy had a baby on one arm, and he was buying stuff with the other, and he dropped the baby on the floor.
No.
Straight dropped the baby.
Yeah.
And I was, and he was halfway through the...
What did he do?
Well, he was halfway through the... It's always a man. It seems like it's always men that do the dumb things.
Of course it is.
And he was halfway through buying his stuff. He dropped the baby, picked the baby up, and just left the store.
Oh.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him. But I think babies bounce back, right?
Yeah, they're very flexible.
I would like to report that when my 15-year-old niece was a baby, I was babysitting her, and I picked her up out of her crib, and she slipped out of my hands and hit her head on the crib on her way down till she hit the floor. And she's fine now. I mean, I've been waiting every year. Like, is something going to happen from that time I dropped her?
Might have made
but
her smarter.
She's all good. Yeah, she's great.
So here's what we'll do. Here's the phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. If you drop your kid, be for real. Call
for
us.
Real.
For real. Be for real. 877-77-BOBBY. For real, though. Did you drop your kid? Come on.
We won't do it.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy saw a guy walking his baby, and he was walking through a doorway at church, and the baby's head went boom right into the wall. And so I said, who else has dropped their baby or run their baby into a wall? Or Lee in Virginia, you're on.
Hey, Bobby. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good, good.
Hey, listen. So I was I lived in a townhouse, and, you know, the stairs that go downstairs have, like, down some stairs, a landing, down some stairs, a landing, and then down to the bottom. And I had my baby. She was about, my sweet, sweet little girl was about a week. I don't know. She's a couple weeks old, maybe. Not old. Not that old at all. Infant still. And I was going down the stairs. I made the first turn at the first landing and then caught my toe or something. And I'm a big dude. And I went over my toes. Neither one of my feet were able to get up, get underneath me. And I just started crashing towards the other landing. She's in my arms. And I'm, believe it or not, slow motion. I was thinking 800 things at once. And I put my elbows out straight, you know, and kind of cradled her up next to my body. And I hit the floor. My head hit the wall. And the elbows hit the floor. And luckily, I don't think she actually hit the floor, but I was damaged. Let me tell you.
You saved her.
I think I did.
Well, you're like a hero right there. You're a hero right there. Okay. I'm looking for some real drops, though. You know, I'll be honest. I love hero stories. I'm looking for some real drops here. Hey, Donna.
Yes.
Your husband dropped her daughter, your daughter?
He put her on an ottoman. She's about 3 months old, and I guess he thought she'd stay there by herself, but she rolled over and fell from the ottoman to the floor.
Oh, thud.
Yeah, and he didn't tell me. He called my sister to make sure the baby was okay, and she called him out and called me.
Oh, come on. Snitches get stitches. Yeah. Come on. Hey, Noelle in New York.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
So my daughter was about one, and I had her on my lap. I was bending over to just quickly put my shoes on, and as I'm doing that, just, it was like slow motion. She just went head first, took a header right into the floor, and I started crying. She was crying, and I picked her up, and I thought, okay, we're good. Until about a couple hours later, she was laughing, and I went, she had chipped her tooth.
Oh, no. Wait, so, but she was all right in the end, right?
Yeah, she's okay. She was good, and now she's six, and she actually just lost that tooth. So my husband goes to me, oh, you're finally off the hook.
You know, a lot of people are texting in, too, going, yeah, we dropped our kids. It's almost a rite of passage to drop your kid at some point. Yeah. So, hey, don't feel bad. That's the point of that story. I mean, don't feel good. But don't feel bad, because that happens.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your rap name is Young, plus the last thing that you bought. Amy, your rapper name is?
Young Peppermint Gum.
Oh, that's hardcore. Okay. Lunchbox, your rap name?
Is Young Milk and Band-Aids.
Milk and Band-Aids, I like that.
Because
it's like a little soft and a little hard. Like, you drink milk like the kids, but you're also rough from the street with my Band-Aids. Wow. Over to Eddie. Eddie, your rap name is?
Young Bananas.
Oh, yeah. Your rap name is Young, plus the last thing that you bought. Back in the streets, they call me Young Dental Floss and Oatmeal. Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what's your rap name?
Young Chocolate Chip Cookie.
That could really be a rapper. I bet there is a Young Chocolate Chip Cookie. If you missed Lunchbox earlier calling the bank, this is only like 45 seconds, but it's pretty funny. He calls and says, hey, I want to get into the vault because I'm trying to take a picture for my new album. And his rapper name's MC FDIC, like the bank says, member FDIC.
Thank you for calling. This is Jimmy. How can I help you?
Yo, Jimmy, there's MC FDIC. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yo, man, I'm just a local rapper, you know, and I got an album dropping called Bank That Booty. And I'm just trying to get, you know, like an album cover, you know, and I try to call you, see if I can get up in that vault and take a picture with all them monies.
No.
No, like, because my album's like a play on banks. It's like direct deposit, diss track, hitting the club with a teller, mutual fund up this and wear my lollipop. So I was just trying to, you know, take a picture with them monies.
I'm sorry, sir, no.
No, no, like you know, like, because then it'll be on the album cover of Bank That Booty. Hello?
I like the direct deposit diss track. That might be my favorite track from the record.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this woman, Kari Woods, a mom of five. She was at vacation Bible school at her church praying for an 8-year-old girl named Abby who needed a new kidney. And after she found out that she was a match, she thought, you know what? I really feel like the Lord is telling me to give this little girl my kidney. So she did, and the surgery went well, and Abby is now in good health, jumping rope, playing outside, and doing all of that, all because this woman learned about her at Vacation Bible School to pray for her.
Wow.
And she was the answered prayer. Ah!
Wow.
You know? That's I love it.
Yeah, me too. That's a good one. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy, who's got the joke.
The morning corny.
What's worse than raining cats and dogs?
What's worse than raining cats and dogs?
Hailing taxis.
Hailing taxis. That's pretty funny. I had to think about it pretty good. Like it if taxi cats are falling down the hill.
Yeah. That was the morning corny.
Hey.
Bobby Bone, come on.
All right, so something shady was happening in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little side hustle going down with the crossing guard.
So tell me what would happen, what you would see with your eyes.
Well, I've witnessed it on multiple occasions and months apart. So I was like, well, this must be happening way more than I think. But the car we're going slow anyway. It's a school zone. So you're 15 miles or less. And so the cars are already creeping. And then she's kind of in the middle of the road doing her thing. And then every once in a while, or when I've seen it, she's giving something to someone and that's driving by and they exchange. But so, I don't know what's being exchanged.
In your mind, it's possibly money and drugs.
Maybe.
Oh.
But something's going on, though.
Some oxy.
Oh, maybe it
could be
pills.
It looks like a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that she doesn't look like the type where she's like a hardcore drug dealer, but she could
Those are the hardest core. She could maybe have
Back pain, and so she's got access to pills that she shares with people.
And you think there's something happening in your neighborhood. Cars are going by, and there's transactions happening right in front of your face.
I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, she must know that person, and she's giving them a little
something. Or like someone giving them a business card. You did a good job. Have you made my card?
The third time I saw it, again, months apart, I'm like, what is going down? Like, I'm missing all kinds of transactions.
Well, Lunchbox decided to go to your neighborhood.
Oh,
you guys already live close. And what in your mind are you doing?
Well, what I did is I did recon first. I watched how it went down. And so
Wait, did you see it happen?
I saw it happen.
What?
You did?
And so what? I was like,
yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, I thought Amy was just seeing things.
No.
Maybe Amy blinked at the
wrong
time.
How did you go see it? Like, where did you go stand?
I parked
on the side of the road. Like, because it's a street. So you just park like you're in front of a house and you just sit in the car for a while. It's like an undercover cop.
You were on stakeout?
Yeah. And you watch it happen. And so I was like, okay, this is a real deal. So the next day, I went back and I gave it a shot.
So by giving it a shot, what did you do?
I just rolled down the window as I'm rolling by and hollered at her. I said, give me some of that stuff. Give me some of that stuff.
Did you have like money in your hand? I have a clip here.
Oh,
were you nervous?
I was really nervous because I was like, what if this is an
what
undercover operation
yes!
by a steal?
Yep.
Like reverse undercover when I'm trying to do undercover.
Like she's undercover. But
yeah, because we're not like trying to bust her, but like something's going on.
We're trying to do a radio bit.
Yeah.
Like they pull me over and be like, no, I was undercovering you. No, like, oh.
It's like that Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other.
Love it.
Right. Okay. Morgan and number two, and Mike D got that joke. Thank you. As millennials only got that.
I didn't hear you.
It doesn't matter.
All right. A Spider-Man joke. I didn't get it.
Here we go.
Too much in disbelief that, I mean, I know it's happening, but the fact that he saw it too means it's really happening all the time.
And you did see her handing.
Oh, yeah.
More than once?
More than once.
What?
That's why I was like, it's real. That's why I was like, I got to get on it. I got to go in. I got to try it.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Or was the baby with
no,
you?
No, baby was not with me. Can't do that with the baby.
Family.
All right, so here's Lunchbox driving to the crossing guard, who Amy thinks is.
Wait, you know what? Now that I think of it, baby was in the back seat.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, my gosh. I'm a terrible dad. I'm a terrible dad.
Wait, why were you doing it with the baby in the back?
I didn't even think about it right now. I just thought about it right now. I was like, it was. He was in the back seat. Oh, no.
All right.
Okay.
I want to hear
you
these
brought
clips.
A baby to a stakeout?
No.
Detectives don't do that.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Here's Lunchbox driving by the crossing guard who you think is probably selling something.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. The goods. Thank you.
Okay, now
she gave me something.
Did you not hear the crinkle?
He got it.
Did she give me something?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god.
Did you hear the crinkle?
I did. Let me hear it again. Hold on. There's a crinkle.
Listen to the crinkle.
Okay. Let me hear it again. Before I play it back, do you promise that you got something?
I swear to you, I got something. Okay.
What did I tell you? Yo, baby, one of my friends even heard the bit. She's like, you're just making stuff up. And I'm like, we don't make stuff up.
Listen to the crinkle.
Here's why we can't make stuff up, because we couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
To all of our listeners who think we're making stuff up, we can't, because then we can't remember.
And Lunchbox kept all of this from me. He did text me the other day saying, hey, where, what crossroad?
He did text me and go, I need bailed out.
No. He did text me asking which street she worked on, and she has two spots that I see her work, and so I gave him both locations.
All right, here we go again. Let's listen to the same clip and listen for the crinkle.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. The goods. Thank you.
Wait.
Have a good one.
What is it?
Here's what we're going to do.
I don't know.
You didn't hear the crinkle?
I don't know what to expect.
When I played the clip from my wife, she goes, oh my God, you hear the crinkle.
Yeah, I hear the crinkle. But also, are you playing rap music? Or somebody else. Like, right when it seems like Lunchbox is, like, rolling up. Like, listen.
There's no music. I have everything off because I'm recording, so I can't have anything in the background.
True. Okay.
Okay.
You may hear my car rattle.
No.
And she handed you something.
Oh, she handed me something, guys. This is real deal.
What is it?
I
want
to know what it is.
I'm like, I'm so nervous. I don't know if it's drugs or, like, a note that says, have a good day.
Lunchbox, do you promise she handed you something?
I promise.
Were you shocked by what she handed you?
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was so, I was like, get out of here.
Do you want to reveal? Do you have it with you?
I got it.
You have it with you?
Oh, you want me to bring it in? It's in the car.
Can we all try it?
Wait, what is it?
Okay, just tell. Are you ready to tell us? Okay, tell.
Yeah. I got the picture of it.
Okay, tell us what it is and let me see the picture. Don't tell Amy.
Show me the picture. Wait. Tell me. Did I uncover a drug dealer?
Oh my God.
You have that in your car?
Yeah, I do. I'll go get it. Buy a song. I'll go get it.
Okay.
And then I'll hand it to
y'all have to let me know. I'll hand it to Amy.
I don't know if Amy wants to touch it. I wouldn't.
I'll touch it. That's what she said.
You can't do it to yourself.
Well, then do it to me.
That's what she said.
The first time I heard that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, so there's a crossing guard in Amy's neighborhood. Amy feels like this crossing guard is up to something.
Yeah, I've just seen multiple transactions with other cars that are going really slow because it's a school zone, and I see they exchange something, and I don't know what.
So Lunchbox went on the stakeout a day ahead of time.
Watched transactions go down, and I was like, okay, I got to get it on the action, so I went back the next day.
Now listen to the clip again, because you will hear a crinkle.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about, the goods.
There's a crinkle right there. Now you show me the picture of it.
I have so many questions.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's show Morgan number two.
How did you know how much money to give her?
Amy, I just had it in my hand.
First time's free.
Okay. Okay.
Morgan number two is now looking at it.
What? Okay. What is it?
I don't even know what to say.
I know. Okay. Are you ready? Amy, are you ready to see it?
Yeah, what is it?
You gotta close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Listen to the crinkle.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna
think it's
in a baggie. It's for sure in a baggie.
Okay.
No, I don't want you touching it.
Oh.
I just, you can hold it in your hand. Hold your hand open, and she can just look. And we don't open your eyes yet. You don't need to touch it. In three.
Close your eyes.
Two, one, go.
What?
Seriously? It's a peppermint.
Are you serious?
She hands out peppermint.
This nice old lady.
Are you serious?
This nice old lady's handing out peppermints, and Amy's accusing her of being Pablo Escobar.
I mean, Amy, she's being nice to the neighborhood.
What? That is what these people roll down their window for, is a peppermint. That's the transaction. Y'all, it looks way shadier than that. Like
poor lady.
This lady by volunteering her time, too.
She was going to slam her.
I thought for sure. I was like, oh my gosh, like we're about to butt someone. Like, big time. I thought he was about to show me some pills.
It's a green peppermint. It's like a white peppermint with like the green instead of the red.
Oh my gosh.
What would you like to say to her
in
case she's listening?
Man, I'm so sorry. I thought the worst of you. I should have thought the best of you because you're a crossing guard and you're protecting our neighborhood and keeping the children safe. And I'm sorry. Like, oh my gosh. I thought that lunch was good drugs.
Okay. Now that's done, let's get to the good news. What?
To be fair, there was exchanges going down. And now we know it's innocent.
And you saw it too. Did it look shady to you?
It did look shady.
But did she hand it to you the same way she handed it?
Same way that she handed it to everybody else.
All right.
Maybe she sniffed you out.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Addison had a birthday coming up. She was turning 8 years old. Her mom comes to her and says, Addison, what do you want for your birthday? She says, Mom, I don't want presents. I want donations to the animal shelter. So her mom posted on Facebook, said, no presents, only donations. And people came through with 12,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
Wow.
See, sometimes Facebook does do good things. Most time not. Yeah. Yeah. Like 99.9% not. But occasionally one of those stories makes you go, that's why Facebook's good. And that's why that little girl is good. Look at all those presents she could have. But instead, all those animals get to eat. There you go. That's good news right there. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, look at us. More studio.
Morning.
Where do we start? I have pages of stuff to talk about. I sat at home all night last night and made notes. I was inspired today to come in.
What you got on there?
Well, we can start with you, Eddie, since you're just talking about
it. Great.
So I hear your wife wants to play fantasy football.
Yeah. And I'm kind of not opposed to the idea.
Now, because you would like, be honest.
Yes.
Don't be radio Eddie.
No,
be Eddie that's
no,
off
real
radio.
Real honest Eddie.
Is it because you would like her to do something with you, or is it because you would like to watch football more, not have her be saying, hey, don't watch football as much?
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
It's Eddie, this Eddie, our video producer, who sits to my right. I'm curious to know your answer.
I am trying to incorporate her in more things that I do in my life. Sundays are pretty much gone. I am not even around on Sundays because I'm glued to the couch and the TV from noon all the way to 10 p.m.
Oh, that sounds awful.
That's really my life when football season starts.
And you have kids, right?
Yeah, I have two kids.
Okay.
And they'll come in and out of the room, and sometimes we do like snacks or whatever. But in reality, my wife is just like, you know what? You're just going to leave you on the couch. We're going to go do stuff. This is my attempt to get her to hang out and be passionate about something I'm passionate about.
So really, though, it's just so you can watch football. Like, I feel you're leading us down the rabbit trail of distrust. Lunchbox?
It's Radio Eddie again.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Radio Eddie.
Radio
Eddie's
tough.
Just say because you want to watch football all day and her be okay with it.
I just don't see her sitting with me for 12
but
hours
some,
the way
though,
I do
even
it.
Some. Like, you get her interested.
Yeah, if you get her into the fantasy football, she might want to watch. Maybe. I wouldn't, but.
Is your husband watching football already? Like, preseason?
Oh, yeah. There was a game on the other day, and I was like, has football started? Like, I don't know. And I think it was even a rerun of a game from, like, 3 years. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm just getting in the mood. Getting pumped up.
Got to get loose. You got to stretch before you actually go on.
Yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, welcome to Tuesday's show. We'll start on that. See you, Eddie.
Great.
When you pipe in early, that's what happens.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Uh-huh. So Lunchbox called businesses yesterday and said, hey, I can't come in. I'm sick. It doesn't work there.
So what's the first place? Like, what kind of place is it?
Just a restaurant.
Like a sit-down restaurant or a fast-food restaurant?
A sit-down.
Okay, here he is calling into a restaurant, saying, I can't come into work today, except he doesn't work there.
Afternoon. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, who's this? This is Jason. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. This is...
Hey, girl, I'm supposed
to... You sound constipated.
No, I'm sick. I'm sick.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's being at 3 o'clock, and I'm feeling under the weather. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Oh, okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jason Gibble, yeah.
And
I came down with something this morning. I don't know, and I'm supposed to work 3 to 11. I just can't make it.
Are you a cook?
No. I'm the waiter. Jay.
He stumbles. I'm the.
I don't know what they're called. It's in the waiter. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody here was a server by that name.
Yeah. But I was just hoping you could cover my shift, or you could get Alyssa to cover my shift.
I think you have the wrong place. I'm hearing a lot of names that I don't recognize.
No, I said if you could get Melissa to cover my
shift. No, you said Alyssa. You said Alyssa, not Melissa.
Shift.
Oh, wow.
Dunzo.
She does not have time for you anymore.
Wow. She didn't even, like, mess around. You want to hear him
and
cough?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jason Gibble, yeah. And I.
Oh, okay.
It's like you broke a rib. Like you're coughing like with you a fell. Broken rib. Yeah. That's funny.
It's hard.
You have more of these?
Yeah.
Call 2 is what?
Another restaurant.
Sit down or a fast food?
Sit down.
Okay.
Hi, pizza.
Oh, yeah. This is Jason. I'm supposed to be in at 3, and I just don't think I can make it. I'm sick.
Okay. Jason is supposed to be in at 3? What do you do here, sir?
I'm a server. I wait tables.
He waits tables.
You know, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, like, yeah. Ugh,
ugh. We don't have a Jason here, sir.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to work 3 to 11, though. I'm just, I don't want to leave
what?
You shorthanded, but do you think
what,
you can cover?
What restaurant are you calling?
I'm calling.
No, you don't work here, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Am I getting fired?
Have a good day.
I'm getting fired for being sick?
Oh, wow.
Got fired.
It's funny you knew what a server was that call. Like, one call later, he knows what he does exactly. Here we go. What's number 3?
Another sit-down restaurant.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today. And
boy, he's dying now.
Like, yeah.
It went from him
getting
worse.
Quick.
It went from him not feeling great to he's struggling now. He may not make it through this call.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today, and I'm under the weather. I woke up, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it. No, Jason is bad.
I don't have anyone who works here by the name of Jason.
Yeah. I'm new, but...
I'm the manager. I would know if there's a Jason that worked here.
No. I've done 2 shifts. I mean, I got a paycheck on the 15th.
And your name is Jason?
Yeah, well, that's my nickname. Yeah, Chase. My real name's Chase, but you guys call me Jason.
Oh, now you've pivoted. Okay. Also, I like that he got a paycheck on the 15th.
Yeah, but he's only worked 2 shifts.
Almost a month ago.
Yeah.
It's not adding up. This story's not adding up.
And right now, I'm on the toilet and I'm puking in a trash can right now.
Okay, and what job do you perform here?
You're on a toilet and you're puking in the trash can?
Stop.
Man, it's flying out of both holes.
Server, but sometimes I cook too. I'm a...
Wow, he does everything.
Yeah, he's good.
I never did both. I never served and cooked. No. No,
one
wow.
or two, you know, like when the order's ready, I'll grab it and take it out for people. And if...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't know you were.
I guess they gave you the day off, huh?
Yeah, at least I didn't get fired.
True. You are on the toilet and puking into a bucket.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, come on. I saw this and I waited tables for years and I was like, wow, I cannot believe this person did this. You may think it's good or bad, but let me read you the story, okay?
Okay.
A waiter says he overheard a customer saying she was 14 weeks along, pregnant. So he secretly served her virgin drinks instead of the alcoholic one she ordered.
Oh.
She figured it out and the manager suspended him. An interesting scenario. So that's the deal. He hears her talking. She says she's pregnant. He never confirmed it with her, but that's not the point, right? The point isn't that. So they all ordered alcoholic drinks, except for hers he made virgin. What do you think about that?
Man, I guess he was thinking of the baby. So it's not like he went the opposite. Like, it would be worse if someone was, like, trying not to drink and he added alcohol.
Well, yeah.
So the reverse, that would be worse. This is more him taking control of the situation for the
baby. Is he in the wrong, Amy?
I think he should have confirmed, like, hey, are you pregnant?
Is he in the wrong?
I don't. No, I mean, no. I don't. I mean, I guess.
I go, yes, he's absolutely in the wrong.
What?
It's not his job to police somebody else's life. It's not his job.
But the baby can't speak for itself.
It's not his job to police somebody else.
So you're telling me if you heard
if I was
you're
a waiter,
serving
she,
and you heard
she orders
she was
it,
pregnant,
I'm giving it to her.
And you're giving it to her.
It's not my job to question her on how she's living her life.
But with alcohol, with something that can be harmful to a baby.
And again,
maybe
you could go to 32 opinions and yeah. Some could say this is okay.
Well, I don't know how much she was drinking. Yeah, because like one.
Again, none of this matters. As an adult, we have got to be responsible for our own actions. It's not the waiter's job to dictate whether he thinks that she can or can't have alcohol.
Well, then if he can't handle that, then he should be like, I can't serve this table. Like, you're going to have to get another waiter.
Okay, and that's fine.
Maybe.
I would be better with that.
Yeah.
But he's not the judge and jury on if she gets alcohol. It's her body. She's the person ordering the drink. She's the adult.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a waiter. It's like at bars sometimes. They'll charge the bar if someone drinks too much and goes out and crashes. They'll charge the bar. That's not the bar. Isn't that the bartender's job? Not to overserve somebody. As adults, we've got to be responsible for our own actions.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying it's his fault. Like, if something ends up being wrong with that baby because she chose to drink alcohol, like, it's not his fault if he gave it to her. It's her fault. Don't get me wrong, but he's trying to, like, he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Okay, then he didn't check out, though. He just completely, if he just said, hey, I don't think I can serve this table because you might be pregnant, I'd get that.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, respect that. But he didn't. He just switched it up on her.
Yeah. One time, I was at a bar and the bartender was in a predicament because someone at the bar was pregnant and ordering, like, a shot.
Okay, and she could have not served them, period, but she can't serve them some grenadine and go, here's your fireball.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot serve them. I'm okay with that. But it's not his job to be dictating what she gets and doesn't get.
Okay.
So, but we disagree on this.
I'm team baby.
Oh, don't do that. You know what? I'm team human rights and responsibility. Oh. I'm team adult responsibility.
Okay.
Like, if we don't team baby, that would be terrible. How am I supposed to compete against team baby?
I think Amy wins on that one. team baby.
I think I want to give up, too, just because she came up with a better name. Was he in the wrong? I say yes. You say no. Lunchbox?
Absolutely in the wrong. He's not the moral police.
Eddie? What?
No. I think you can definitely lose your job over this one. Like,
I think he should get fired, too.
But be okay with it, Amy, because he's doing the right thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes. This is the one you go down for. You'd be like, all right, fire me. I was doing the right thing.
If
I stand by
it. If you want to go down for it, you just go, hey, I don't want to serve her.
Be like, I will not be part of you harming your baby.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You say something about the grenadine thing. Don't serve her the wrong drink. But I would just be like, nah, I'm not getting
that. That's not
for
the
you.
Question.
I know.
Quit switching it up. Just make sure.
No, I'm with Amy. Team baby.
Well, you've switched up?
Team baby, dude.
You just gave up.
No. I've always been team baby. And fire me for it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm team baby, too, but I just have a different opinion.
Oh, okay. Stop trying to be on our team. If you're not for the baby, then
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Eddie parked in my parking spot while I was gone,
boy.
Huh?
Here
yes,
go.
He did.
I didn't know that. Lunchbox sent me a picture, Eddie, of your Jeep.
Yeah, you were out of town.
My parking spot.
And as the parking enforcer, I know that Amy has parking rights when Bobby's not here. Amy wasn't here either, and Eddie decided to take it upon himself to get the VIP parking. And I was like, I do not remember if Bobby said Eddie is allowed to park there, he's not allowed to park there. So I didn't boot him because I didn't know if you had given him permission and I didn't know this. So I wanted to come to you and ask, does he have permission or from now on does he get the boot?
Well, he first of all sent me a picture and he was like, this is not acceptable. Second of all, somebody was parked in my spot and Lunchbox did nothing about it. Remember that?
Yes.
I left
that.
A note. I left a note on there.
It was like a plumber or something.
Because I couldn't find the boot because it was when we were in the middle of moving.
But if you'd have found the boot, you'd have booted
him. Oh, I'd have booted him right away. And I said, I put in a note and I said, you need to move this vehicle ASAP. You are not Bobby Bones. And this says reserved for Bobby Bones. Respect the sign.
How do you know it wasn't my plumbing truck that I also drive?
Well, I don't think you drove that thing.
It's a good looking van.
Well, I'll say this. If I'm not here, and I do, after my last contract, I was like, I need a parking spot. Sometimes I can't even park near work. I have one. It's a fantastic spot. If I'm not here, Amy gets rights to it.
Yes.
If Amy's not here, and I'm not here for sure, Eddie, you can park there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because both of you guys were in California.
That's
and
awesome.
I do respect that, Bones. When you're not here, Amy can park there. I respect that. But this time, there was a trash can in front of my parking spot where I go. And so I was like, he's not going to mind. And surely,
and
no one's going to tell on me.
Hey, mi spot a casa, y spot a casa.
So anybody on the show can park
no.
there.
No.
He said me.
Eddie, then if he's not there, Lunchbox, you can have it.
Yeah,
no, I don't. I'm just saying. So if someone else, like Morgan number two, parks there, she gets booted.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it
Morgan number two? If it's after hours, you can park there too.
No, thank you.
Why would I just have a spot there you guys can't have? Anyway,
we appreciate that, Bone.
Lunchbox was tattling.
Yeah, of
Amy,
course.
What do you do to your kids when they tattle?
Oh, spank take away them? Their tablet.
Take his tablet.
Take Lunchbox's tablet.
Wait, hold on. Wait, tattling.
No computer.
I'm respecting the spot.
No
either,
YouTube.
Either boot it. if you're gonna respect it, boot that crap out of that
okay.
thing. Or just let it be.
No, I like to boot.
And for every car you boot, you get $100.
That's right.
Wow.
Great, yeah. Here we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
try me, people.
That's just in our garage, though, not in public.
No, anywhere.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.